And again, the fun for us is really not having any idea who's on the celebrity hotline. Like, only Jeff knows.
Right.
But the rest of us have zero idea. So there's no way to prepare for the interview.
A little nervous.
So there's always
so
a little.
Scared. And yesterday was Cinco de Mayo.
So we're not thinking very
clearly. We're all a little slow today because we did get our Cinco de Mayo.
Hello?
We're pretty good. Yes, sir. Who is calling?
This is George Takei calling.
George Takei. Yes.
Hi.
From Star Trek. How are you?
From Star Trek.
And Heroes.
I beg your pardon?
I said, and Heroes.
As a matter of fact, I was in the shower. I'm getting ready to go to the studio, so we've got to make this real quick.
Okay.
Well, even before we even start asking you what you've got going on in your life, let's get the important stuff out of the way and ask you who you're calling for.
I'm calling for Eric Watts. He's the guy that's in charge of the Star Trek track at Dragon Con there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool. And if he wins and you win, you will get $5,000 for your charity. And what charity would that be?
That would be the East-West Players, the oldest Asian-American theater company in America.
Okay. All right, Melissa, this one's all yours because you're all Star Trek. This
I'm all
is
Star Trek.
All yours.
I'm sorry, what?
I was just telling Melissa here, who's on the show, is a huge Star Trek fan, that this...
Well, bless her heart. May she live long and prosper.
Thank you. I'm going to tear up. But like I said earlier, I'm also a big fan of Heroes as well. And so how did you get involved in that show?
Well, some Star Trek fans emailed me and said there's a new show on that has a Japanese character who's a Star Trek fan. And so I thought, well, I better check this out. And I started watching. I got hooked on the show. And before I knew it, my agent was calling me to tell me that they wanted me to be that kid's father on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and so here I am.
And so, yeah, he plays Hero's dad on the show Heroes.
It's pronounced Hiro.
Hiro, that's right. I had to do it correctly. Hiro.
As opposed to Heroes.
Right, exactly. And so is it been, is a lot of fandom on the set because you've been on the...
Oh, yeah. The crew is made up of Star Trek fans. As a matter of fact, the limousine that I ride on in the show has a license plate that reads NCC-1701, which is the Starship Enterprise's registry number. And
of
it was
course.
The prop man's idea.
Do you go to these Star Trek conventions all the time?
As a matter of fact, I'm headed to one in Atlanta later this year.
Do you even see anything that surprises you anymore at these things? Because it just seems like if you're one of these Star Trek fans and you go to these conventions, you are uber passionate about it.
Well, what really surprises me is the multi-generational. You know, original Star Trek fans are coming to the convention with their grandchildren. And something genetic seems to happen over the years. The grandchildren have sprouted pointy ears. And they automatically greet me with the Vulcan greeting.
Well, thank you very much
yes.
for calling. We sure appreciate it.
And one last question, because I'm the only geek on the show. So we'll explain to those who think that people who are into Star Trek or go to Dragon Con or watch Heroes or all that are kind of weird. What do you have to say to people, the naysayers?
The naysayers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have a void in their lives. They're rather deprived, I think. These people that go to these conventions are one who really enjoy and revel in the vast variety that life affords.
That's right. See?
That's right. More power to them. More power to the Greeks.
Thank you very much for calling.
It's early in the morning for me here.
That's all right.
We're 3 hours behind you.
Just the fact that you called in for your friend, it's totally okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Good chatting with you.
Thank
nice
you.
Talking to you too. Bye-bye.